Live from the Fox Studios on Clarendon Street with Melbourne's own.
I'm still a bit shaken after this. Yeah. It was fun, and I tell you what, if you're after a different dining experience, Karen's Diner in Lygon Street, Carlton. Wow, great food. Great, we've got some Karens.
There's
here.
There's a Karen.
Kazza.
There's a Kazza down the front.
Great food, but they are true to their word. Terrible service. In fact, intimidating and scary at
it
times.
Was disgusting service.
Oh wow. Which is what they promised.
That's what they promised.
They threw the menus at me.
And then you threw it back at them.
Tit for tat.
So let's have a listen. Let's hear. This is how it went down with Nick, Fev and I at Karen's Diner yesterday.
All right, we're here on Lygon Street. We're here to have dinner and we all know what Karen's Diner is all about. Fee's running a little bit late, guys, so we're going to go in and hopefully they don't hammer Fee too much. Is everyone excited?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Woo!
Shooters.
Did I actually say you could come in yet?
No. Not
yet, so you can come awesome. In last. Oh. Okay, bye-bye.
Fev's obviously got us a VIP booth. Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Sorry, I'm late.
And you're late because...
Well, my babysitter. Can you bring kids?
Oh, I guess. You say, can I bring kids?
Sorry.
But you've already brought it.
Well, I know. I don't know what to do. I can go. It's okay. There's my friends.
Your friends. Highly doubt that. Well,
hurry up. Oh, gosh. I'm going to cry.
This is Boss Karen.
Boss Karen. You
got through level one, level two, Karen, but this is big boss level. You've got to watch
Karen.
Out.
She's terrifying.
I know.
I'm not looking.
Good.
Over the Southside Karen.
You want it? Who did that? He threw that at me.
Get your f***ing down. Sit down. Sit.
This is really intimidating.
Little one, put your fingers down and do this.
Teaching her how to do the middle finger.
Oh, no, they're not.
She's almost doing it. Yeah? Oh, almost. Other finger. Other one. Yeah, this one.
What are you doing to her?
And now.
Corruption at a young age.
Whoa,
and now point
up.
It at mummy. And
now.
Do you want food or not?
Yes,
Oi,
please.
Hurry up.
Yes, please. Do you have chips, like french fries?
Have you read the menu?
No, I haven't. Sorry. Wedges or fries?
Do you want sweet potato or do you want potato?
Oh, are they sweet potatoes?
Well, that's what it says.
Oh, sorry. Does it come with sweet chili and sour cream? Or just wedges?
Well, if you read the menu, it says it comes with sour cream.
Could I have some wedges with sour
cream? So sweet potato wedges.
Actually, no,
scrap
that.
Oh, you are melting, honestly.
Oh, she's gonna cry. Oh, baby, it's okay.
You're gonna cry.
Oh, my darling.
God, I love it.
Oh, my God. It's okay. We'll just go for a walk.
Yeah, for the best. I really don't want to hear her cry.
I know. Thank you. Oh, gosh. Bye. You've been lovely. Just going to get some fresh air. Is this the way out?
It's yours.
It's a door.
I don't know. I don't know how to open it. Okay. Thank you. That was great. She's coming good now. We're out. Oh, there we go.
And she won't be back.
Yay.
Wow.
It was amazing. It was an amazing afternoon.
And we took all the Karens, so big thank you to all the Karens around Melbourne who joined us.
And they were lovely.
There.
They had a couple of cocktails.
So great. Mm. I feel bad I didn't get to say goodbye to them.
That's
but the
all right.
minute they made Daisy cry, we had to go.
Well, I said goodbye to all the staff, and they don't take it nicely that you say goodbye. They virtually just kick you out.
How many toys did Daisy get on the way home?
I was just about to get to that, Nick.
You're kidding.
And you would love this.
You are kidding.
Because I did ring Fee after I had left, which was about 40 minutes later, and Fee had already been shopping. There was a couple of Minnie Mouse toys.
Well, the
there
was
a Mickey Mouse toy.
The only shop in the vicinity was an Australia Post. So we walked, I'm not kidding, in the Australia Post window.
Oh, no, she's got a truck with Richmond Tigers on the side.
There was a Donald Duck toy.
You got a stamp, Daisy.
And then there was a Minnie Mouse one, and I said, you can only get one, but then she got crying again. Oh. I had to get her both because the Karens had traumatised her. She had
that
to get
traumatised her. She was fine.
And
she
then
was
she was laughing, trying to show me through the phone what toys she got. Oh. I got another one on, Mum. Look, the old fake tears, didn't she?
You can watch the video that you just heard. It's unbelievable. Fifi, Fev, Nick, check them out on Instagram as well. If you want to check out Karen's Diner as well, it's on Lygon Street, the home of great burgers, room service. Book now, bemorekaren.com.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Now, we were just talking about, in a nutshell, I was dating a guy and my friend Jules Lund didn't want me to be with him anymore. So I sort of cooled it off. And then he said, I'm going to find you someone. The guy he was setting me up with, though, was Tom Williams. You might know him, former Channel 7 star. And he was doing it live on radio where Tom awkwardly had to say, and it was a national radio show, had to say, look, it's just, I'd be interested in taking Fifi out, but I think she's dating my friend Ben. And that was just so awkward.
Out of everyone to ask.
I know. Fortunately, though, it really, really cooled things off with Ben, which was great because that needed to happen.
Did Ben look like Tom? Were they similar builds?
No.
Famous
didn't
Ben
look alike. He wasn't famous. He was just a friend of Tom's.
Tom's friends in Sydney.
Anyway, sometimes those connections can thwart love. Love that can never be because somebody dated somebody you know. Angie in Melton. Hi, Angie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Angie. Have you had this happen where you've liked someone but they've just dated someone you know?
My now husband, we had friend circles, obviously growing up, and I had seen a couple of my exes out at the supermarket or, you know, out the shopping center. And I'm like, hey, how are you? And he goes, I dated him and I dated him. And yeah, it was really, really weird.
Oh,
like they're his friends. And I'm like, yeah, I dated him and I've dated him.
Oh, so you dated all your now husband's mates?
Yeah, apparently so. I found out afterwards.
How did your husband take that?
He laughs about it now, but he's like, back then it was only like a new kind of relationship. So,
well, that's good actually. So you got through that.
We got through that.
That's all right. We live in a small town.
Yeah,
everyone's been
good
everyone.
And now it's okay. Like, we've had a couple of my exes stay with us and they've been drinking together and having fun together and it's not awkward anymore. But back then it was.
You could have put a bit of mayo on that. That would have been a great story.
Thought we're going to have to hang up there really quick. Hold on, young ears.
Well, good to see you move through it, Angie. Love one over there. Georgia in Geelong. Hi, Georgia.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, very well. Georgia, have you dated someone a little too close?
I started dating a girl and we got onto kind of the dating history side of things and realised that both of our last person we dated was the same person.
That's amazing.
I don't mind that, though, because it's like you've both met in the middle.
Yeah.
Country Victoria LGBT community.
And did that make you closer, Georgia? Had you both broken up with that girl for the same reasons?
No. So that girl had broken up with me, but the other way around for the girl I was talking to.
I tell you one person who won't like that girl.
It would have been better if she said, well, we're both dating that girl, but together. Imagine that. So those two were together,
you
but also dating the other. I know, but that's where I thought it was going. My mind goes to other places, bro.
I know.
Are you still with her, Georgia? Now.
Yeah, I'm still here.
And are you still with your partner?
No, I'm not.
Oh. Are they back? Is she back? Or are you back with the other person?
No.
Cool.
You're just trying to make people's stories better.
Yeah, because I love a great story. Like, imagine if Georgia goes, I started dating this chick, because, you know, we're in a small country town. And we realized we had the same ex-partner, but they were both dating that chick at the same time. And then no one knew. It was
like
a circle of nerves.
You know, but that's Cheating.
Yeah.
It's got all sorts of cheating elements.
Yeah, but they're having fun.
No.
Kids are having fun.
Nat from Somerville. Hi, Nat.
Hi, guys. Love your show. First time caller.
Oh, well done, Nat from Somerville. What did you do, Nat? Who did you date?
Well, it wasn't actually me, thank God. It was a friend of mine who is known, he's country New South Wales. We'll put the Blue Mountains. We won't put any suburbs. Bit of a player. Fell madly in love with this girl. Went home to tell his dad. And his dad says, tell me about her. And he says, this. She's hot. She's amazing. Few stories. Dad turns around, calls him a few words and says, that's your cousin.
Oh, no. What cousin, though? Like big, first? Oh, Bev.
Second cousin.
Second? Oh, that's not in the blood.
Did he? Oh, it's in the blood.
No, it's not.
Second's still blood.
No, it's not. Second's like my uncle's wife's kid.
No, second is my cousin's child. That's my second cousin, but there's our blood's run through from my dad and my uncle.
Oh, it's a really light drip.
I don't have a problem with it.
He said, Fev's example is, nah, that's like it being my uncle's wife's kid. That's your cousin.
Fifi, Fev and Nick. Fev yesterday said to me, I've just seen this trend on TikTok. It's going off and I'm going to try it on the show tomorrow.
Which, if people didn't know Fev's age, I was playing COD and I saw a TikTok trend. You'd assume 12, maybe.
Yeah.
And here he is, 41.
I was actually going, we're in a mid-shoot for our new billboards and stuff. We're all dressed up really nice and we're having a bit of a break while they set the cameras up. And I was going through Instagram and I got like literally five or so messages. Hey, Fev, you should do this TikTok challenge. It involves sculling a bottle, a 600ml bottle of Sprite. It's going nuts. So I clicked on the video and this chick had like 2 million views. And what you've got to do is you've got to scull the bottle of Sprite. Doesn't matter how long it takes you, but you've got to do it without burping. And obviously if you have a Sprite, you can hear already. A lot of gas. Yes. There's a lot of gas in it. So
I think he's cheated a bit already because he's opened it and now fizz is going out.
Oh, okay.
No, so you know what I mean?
No.
Put the lid back on.
So 600ml bottle, that
is. Put the lid back on.
600ml bottle and I've got to drink it.
Okay.
Without burping. Okay. That is the challenge.
Now, well, that means don't stop, doesn't it?
No, we can stop in between. Okay. I'll give you an example. This is an English lady that's done it on TikTok, and this is how she went.
I've seen a lot of people do the Sprite challenge, where you try to drink a bottle of Sprite without burping. I thought I'd give it a go. God, I feel like I really want to burp already. Oh, it's like almost burning. It really wants to burp. God, I actually feel sick. I don't think I'm going to make it.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you very much. Okay, that's enough.
Anyway.
Now, that's not sculling. That's talking
that's
in between.
What, I mean.
What are you drinking this bottle over a leisurely afternoon? No, scull it.
Yeah, no, well, you can drink in between because that's just how everyone's done it. That's a TikTok trend, Nick.
But you're better than them.
But that's how it's done.
You're the louche.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go hard early. I'm going to see how much I can put down the throat.
I'm going to set you a challenge.
I might challenge it on challenge.
600 mils of Sprite in one go.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the challenge. Well, scull the bottle.
But if I do that, that'll obviously go viral on TikTok. That is the plan.
Do you know how the chat goes?
Let's just see how we go.
It doesn't go scull, break, pause.
We'll just see how we go. We'll stop for a bit. We'll go viral if I do the whole thing.
Okay. Before you start this, know this. I have faith in you. I don't think there's anything you can't do.
Last time he gave me a pep talk, a bloody ball hit me in the head and I couldn't mark it.
I know. I still think you hate burps. I think you can do that. But I actually believe if there's anyone who can do this, it's Brendan Favola.
Do we have the paramedics on standby, JB?
No. Boss Man Mando sitting there
Mando.
Nervously. I just want to make another quick disclaimer. If there is any vomit in the studio, I will be out for the rest of the show.
I've got a
bucket. All right, here we go. Good luck.
Should I water first?
Okay.
Here we go.
He spat that into the bucket for no reason.
And if there's no vomit,
the pallet.
I'm done.
Okay, here we go.
Pick who you want to hang out with.
Here we go.
Good luck. The Sprite bottle is going up to his lips and it's going down. Here it goes.
He's absolutely flying.
Look, it's
he's
like
not going to stop.
Small sips. I like the way you're doing that.
He's not a. See, this is the louche.
Oh,
these aren't kids on TikTok.
Oh, that
is little
really
skulls
impressive.
Here and there.
That's a man who has sculled before.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
an impressive skull.
This isn't the first and it won't be the last.
His lips don't move. His chin doesn't move. Nothing lush. Moves.
What I feel, the burp out of this is going to be tornado-esque. We're going to lose a roof.
Nearly
we're
going
to need the SES to come in. They're going to come in and check on us.
He's an impressive man.
Easy.
Wow.
Easy in one go. So get him at 1.25. Wow. He's not a top.
He did it. The whole model.
Can't
you
burp.
Can't burp.
My stomach.
You can't burp. Bev, you can't burp. You can't.
Oh, my stomach is hurting.
Okay.
My stomach feels like it's going to blow up.
Don't. Okay, you okay? Just big deep breaths.
We're
don't,
done.
Don't, he did it.
We're done.
He
no
did
way.
It.
We're done.
And he did it.
We're done. Drop that TikTok.
Woo! He did it. He's so good at everything.
He's walking out the studio.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
He's gone onto the world famous rooftop.
Oh, he's back. You good, Fev?
Woo!
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
This is official. Scientists have revealed the most off-putting tactics whilst flirting. Now, flirting. Here we go. Flirting. I'm just looking around the studio. Fev, you are a natural flirt and you're very good at it.
Am I?
I'm looking at Nick. Nick, I don't reckon you're a flirt at all.
No.
Would I be right?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, I no, that's a compliment.
I almost wish I had that gear. I just don't have that. In me at all.
Yeah.
I'm bad. I joke at all times, which is very bad at all times.
How did Luch know you were interested?
Whoa, that's a good question.
I'd like to ask her.
Yeah, great. That's all. I don't know.
It's all right, baby.
Maybe she thinks I'm playing hard to get or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Still joking
even
around.
The way you're looking at Nick is flirtatious, yeah. Fev. Like, no,
it's all right.
Why are you feeling bad for me?
I'm
my job's not flirter.
I'm
it's
not,
comedian.
I'm
it's actually worked out
I'm
all right.
I'm not feeling bad at all. I'm just like, just... It's cool, man. Yeah.
When Fev touched your arm, though, you could feel his flirt.
Yeah.
Yes. Josiah, hot. You...
Has no shirt on.
He's a creep.
So, no, yeah. I'm not a creep. Fev and I are cut Fev and I are from the same cloth. B, that's true.
Speechless. You made a professional 20-year broadcaster speechless.
You're welcome.
You've almost got a live rigor mortis. Your hands are in constant finger gun pose,
what
just ready
think?
To go.
What
just
do you
winking.
Think, Fee? What do you think?
What do I think what?
About Josiah.
I think Josiah probably is a flirt, but
of course he's
sort of professional around me in the workplace. Yeah. I don't see him flirting in the workplace at all.
Of course.
Do you, Leon?
Renee's just absolutely falling off her chair.
Oh, he winks, but I don't. He winks at me, but
yeah,
I don't
but
think that's flirtatious.
That's like a twitch. Oh. I don't, it's not like a flirt.
I see him hanging around the sales area all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the guys in sales. They're lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him. Renee's literally fallen off her chair.
Okay, well, let's move on to the 11 flirting tactics.
No, but
it's your you naturally, it's your charisma is flirtatious. With men, women, anybody, you just have a flirtatious nature.
I think Fev feels bad for me that I'm not a flirty dude. Like, I think he's looking down on me. And he is anyway, just physically, he's a bigger unit.
I'm not looking down on you. I just like you to smile a bit.
I smile all the time.
He wants you to flirt back is what
I'm
he wants.
Flirting back.
There it is.
Put
I got
your
him.
Tooth back in.
I got it. See?
Here are the things you should avoid if you are out and about and looking to find love, and these are things you shouldn't do. A slimy approach.
Oh.
Don't do that.
Just bad back hygiene. To the drawing board.
Bad
We're
hygiene.
Have to push buttons.
And that's something that's hard to talk to people about, but you must have good hygiene. Vulgar vocab. I agree. I don't want to hear vulgar vocab.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Lack of intelligence. And that's a hard one to control.
I can't help that.
Harsh.
See, I'm not a flirter.
Narcissism.
You can't deodorant that away.
I put an asterisk next to this because this would be my ultimate turn off. Narcissism.
Narcissistic.
Yeah, if you just think you're eating a bit and you're arrogant and that's not attractive. Lack of humour. So you've got to have a sense of humour. There you go, Nick. There's your flirt.
Yep.
There you go, sense of humour. Excessive intimacy, that's a turn-off, being too intimate, too touchy.
Of course,
too...
That's not great.
That actually ties in with the slimy approach.
Yeah.
They
that's
work
creep
well together.
Style.
Now, this is one that I just think's harsh because, no, poor looks.
If you've got a rough head, don't even think about it.
No, but you could poor flirt looks. And not be the best-looking rooster, but you can win them over with your humour.
Absolutely.
So that's
what
last one.
Luch and I, of course.
Yeah. I think looks
Alex and I
fall to the bottom with all the other bits. If you can do all the other bits, don't worry about how you look. What was that?
Prawn.
Carry on.
I'm glad I missed it.
As my grandpa would say, if you look like a bulldog chewing a wasp. That's how he'd describe a rough head.
You're a flirter.
I'm not flirty.
Oh.
That was on air, man.
Jeez. Why don't you think I'm flirty at all?
Are you a good flirter?
No, I don't think I am. I actually don't think I am.
How? What? Give us an example.
I don't know. I don't really.
Like you would have been back in the old days when you would have flirted with a few numbers out and about.
Do we want to hear the audio of you and Aunt Middleton?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, we do.
The one show I'll never celebrity do is your show. But 100%. I tell you what, when you get up close like that, it's the one part I do want. Like,
you're probably passing.
I know. It's just like, it's the best. It's, I don't know how they don't. It's just...
If you see me abseiling through your window and smashing through your window and putting a black bag over your head, then you know you'll be gone for 2 weeks.
Oh, faint. That'd be amazing. is that flirting?
When you went, to him.
Yeah.
I think that's flirting.
When I said I'd pass him, is that flirting? Isn't that just
being honest. Yeah.
Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. The fallout from the Netflix price saga is still going. Hundreds of thousands have cancelled their subscriptions and people are rushing back into cinemas.
Cinemas. You know how they kept thinking, oh, with streaming... No, I'm going to cinemas more than I ever did.
Mm.
By yourself?
No, with the kids.
Oh, with the kids, that's good. You can't go by yourself. That's grim.
No, it's not.
Mate,
what are you talking through?
I love chatting.
Really? Yeah, you do actually. I've been doing
it. You're in
chat.
Someone say the word.
Snacks. Yeah. I buy good snacks.
You do buy good snacks.
Well, shove them in your mouth and shut up.
After that famous on-stage punch at the Oscars, organisers of the upcoming Tony Awards are not taking any chances.
They've sent out a letter.
No slapping.
So the awards... Correct.
Is it?
Yes.
No.
So usually it goes out, the letter goes out before the awards to all the invitees. What do we call them? Invitees?
It's too early on a Tuesday, isn't it?
Wow.
Guests.
What's happening?
Radio presenter Fifi Box made headlines this week after a story of her dating past was leaked.
In a nutshell, I was dating a guy and my friend Jules Lund didn't want me to be with him anymore. And then he said, I'm going to find you someone. The guy he was setting me up with, though, was Tom Williams. He was doing it live on radio. Tom awkwardly had to say, yes, I'd be interested in taking Fifi out, but I think she's dating my friend Ben. Matt from Somerville. Who did you date?
A friend of mine fell madly in love with this girl, went home to tell his dad. Dad turns around, calls him a few words and says... That's your cousin.
Oh no.
What cousin though? Like big first?
Second cousin.
Second? Oh, that's not in the blood.
Second's still blood.
Second's like my uncle's wife's kid.
No, second is my cousin's child.
Fifth example is, that's like it being my uncle's wife's kid. That's your cousin.
A TikTok has gone viral after suggesting everyone in the world should scream at the same time to see what would happen.
Imagine everyone in the world, right, together, walked outside and screamed as loud as they could.
Oh!
Like that. Do you reckon we'd all be able to hear other people around the world and, like, in space?
I don't know how far sound travels, to be honest.
I think it gets absorbed. But all the cities, it would be irrelevant because the skyscrapers absorb all that noise. Even the atmosphere gets absorbed by the atmosphere.
So I could hear you out there through here. So if 7 billion people did that.
No, but it, what we're...
Case closed.
No, I'm just...
Lastly, the Sprite Challenge took the world by storm this week, even making its way onto commercial radio.
Fev, yesterday, he said to me, I've just seen this trend on TikTok. It's going off and I'm going to try it on the show tomorrow.
Sculling a 600ml bottle of Sprite and I've got to drink it.
Okay.
Without burping.
Okay. Good luck. The Sprite bottle is going up to his lips and it's going down. Here it goes.
This is the loosh. These aren't kids on TikTok.
Oh, that
little
really
skulls
impressive.
Here and there.
That's a man who has sculled before. That's an impressive skull.
This isn't the first and it won't be the last.
Impressive man.
Easy in one go. Get him at 1.25. He's not tall.
Cop that TikTok.
He's walking out of the studio. Oh no.
He's gone onto the world famous rooftop. Anything could be happening out there.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Neil Mitchell always says,
I don't trust nobody. Cooking up dope in the crock pot